Begin the current daf, Masech the Seita, daf Lam and Gimel, begin on Bez, begin Tais Mazda, begin with the Gemara, Moha Gilgal. Says the Gemara, that means Samach Gilgal. Tais says, Mashma sounds like Mokh Moha is a Gilgal, means to say there was a place that was, you were able to see Gilgal. Could I mean, like the Gemara says, Chul Nafi Tais Mbez, what does it mean, Mimul Orpai? It means Mul Horayas Oirav, it means an area that you see the nape, which is right on top. The Ochamir of Allah, that's where Iblis actually says, Moha Gilgal, he says, what do you mean? Balay Lo is a Gilgal, he didn't say Gilgal. Because again, mul would mean to say that it's near it. Now, Tez brings in the Yishalim. Mama came to Laza Hagridis of Ma'ar. What does he say that they really were? Actually, Shtig of Shush Hayasu, it actually was just two mounds of earth. Because the Hagridis of Ma'ar. They just called it Hagridis of Ma'ar. Which comes out, Al Daita, Rabbi Huda, maybe Asamil Hachabasiyam, comes out that they really got to the real Hagridis of Ma'ar. Must they traveled 120 mil in one day. But Al Dasra Belazar, Laza Hazam come, they didn't move from that place because it wasn't the real Hagridis of Ma'ar. It was just Gav Shushas. And again, that's how it could be in the place where you're saying where it was, because they didn't go to the real Hagris Ma'il. Now, Basubi Yisham and Morbin Yisham and Dibshmal Oimer. So Kalbi Yishanem Beter. Whenever it says that Vayuboyu whatever, when it says that they came to Eretz Yisrael, Achu Yidal Sham Nemu. The halacha was only after 14 years, because you had to have the sign Sham. Shekibshu the 7 years they conquered Eretz Yisrael. Shebashem Mechelka the 7 years of Divar Eretz Yisrael. What the Kabbalah say similarly, No Yinemak Brachas Uklala. So the Baksa Klaus was Elach Yudah Adlao Chon, was only after 14 years. How you serve Reb Chanina coming to Reb Manna, Reb Chanina asked if Reb Manna, because it says in the place of Ever Chemes Yarden, when you're going to pass the Jordan, the Kimas Abad Ma'il, you're going to erect these stones. So you see it happen right away. Malay said to him, yeah, but Mekimos Miyad, the stones they erected right away. But the curses and the blessings were only said after 14 years. Next says, Master brings the Gemara, that in three places the Khan carried the Aron. And the last one was the Kishik Hazulim come and they brought it back to its place. So he says, Vikashev, you're going to say it's difficult, but the Pasik Dibra Yam and Bez says, Vayisrael Levim is Aven, the Levim carried on, not the Khan. Talk to your answer. No, the High Echid Machal Kam Makam, Shinikra Kam Levim. As the Gemara tells in Yavam as Apivav, that in 24 places the Khan will call the Levim, but it's referring to the Khan, because the Ksiv Asim says, Oben, the Bialos Aven is Ilmaid Begoymerim. So it says that they carried the Aren the Almighty. The problem is, with Ksiv, it says, Hello, is my Khan Levim. So it must be the Khan carried the Aron Levim, or it might be Caleb. Now, the Ksiv also says in the positive, that the Khan brought it back to his place. The Khan carried the Aron. So again, it must be that, no, the Khan carried it, and one place we call them the Levim, but Levim carried the other things. Or you know, another part you can say is like this: the Kam took it from its place. I should not tell the double which double had spread out for it. Then they give it to Levim, but Levim nasa dechan. Levim carried to the Hechel, and the Kam did the last leg of carrying it to the Kodesh Kodeshim. How do they call the Christ Mekuyam? So we fulfill all the Pesukim. Yes, it was the Kanim. It was Kam and Levim. It was Levim and the Kanim. The Zamabisi Kitchazulim Kam. That's what he says regarding the bringing it back to its place. That was done by the Kanim in contrast to the other legs of that journey, which were by the Levium.